show, you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We give those to you, unlike those other talk show hosts. They want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours is free. Freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here tonight. We'll start things out with some good news. At least a little bit of good news. I mean, there's so much bad news out there in the world about the overreaching government, the tyranny of the police state on the rise. There's so much to choose from in the realm of bad news. But when we do come across some of the good stuff, we'll share that with you. First up, from the Drug War Chronicle, Denver may be looking at a big change to their marijuana possession laws. In fact, they may be changing to a maximum $1 fine.
Holy.
The lowest in the country for simple marijuana possession. The city's Marijuana Policy Review Panel voted 6-2 Wednesday to recommend that the city do just that. The panel was created by the mayor in December of 2007 to comply with the will of the voters, who had just passed an ordinance making adult marijuana possession offenses the lowest law enforcement priority.
Right, but you know, law enforcement says to themselves, screw that, we'll do what we want.
Yeah.
And they really do. Or, I mean, if there's a penalty of X, $250, even if it's said that it's the lowest priority, well, $250 is $250, and that usually goes to the bottom line of the police department, so the general fund of the town or whatever.
Well, I mean, they might just say to themselves, well, I don't have anything else to do. Might as well go arrest some potheads.
Yep.
So
I don't see any other crime being committed around here. This will have to do.
Yep, the vote came after a 2005 vote to legalize marijuana in the city, a vote that was ignored by local law enforcement and prosecutors, who instead charged offenders under state law. So this is what we've seen time and time again, where it started, of course, out in California with Proposition 215 back in the 1990s, where the voters made it pretty clear that they were interested in seeing some marijuana reform, and the police made it pretty clear that they didn't give a damn. You know, go ahead and say whatever you want. Put whatever initiatives together you want there, citizens. We'll just go on doing what we want to do, and you'll go on going, you know, being put in jail cells and obeying us.
Paying your property taxes.
Paying the fines, the extractions that we make from you whenever we catch you. So I guess this is one of the ways they're kind of heading off the behavior by the police department is by, as they say here, by setting the fine at just $1. They're sending a message to Denver officials that the era of citing adults for using a less harmful drug than alcohol is over. It's simply not worth the city's time or resources.
I concur,
said one of the panel members and SAFER Executive Director Mason Tevert, who coordinated the successful Denver marijuana initiatives. And so at the time, back in May of 2008, the city attorney's office set the fine for possession at $50 and had arranged for payment to be made by mail instead of at a court appearance. Now it will be up to the city's presiding judge to decide whether to go even further and set the fine at $1. So unfortunately, this review panel doesn't have any actual control over these things. They can just make a suggestion, and they have made the suggestion that the fine be lowered even further. Denver Police Department's representative on the panel unsurprisingly voted against the proposal because, remember, the police are there to serve themselves and serve their masters in the state, not serve the people. So even though the people of Denver voted back in 2005 to legalize marijuana in the city, they voted to reduce the priority of law enforcement, the law enforcement officers continue to act against the interests of the people who are supposedly voting to control them, which just goes to show how this is not in any way that anybody could claim this is a representative organization. And I don't believe that's possible, first of all, number one, because I don't think that it's possible for anybody to represent anyone other than themselves very accurately. You could be hired to represent somebody if they were the only person hiring you to represent them, but once you bring two people into the picture, things get a little more difficult as far as representing them is concerned. Bring in 2,000 people, and it's, you know,
it's impossible.
Sorry, that's not possible, and we're talking about Denver here. So,
three million,
I don't know. It's a lot. But my point here is that it doesn't matter. You say what you want them to do. They do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
This has been a process that has taken nearly 5 years for them to get to this point. The police continually work against the interests of the people that supposedly employ them, and why should they? It goes right back to what we were talking about on the Saturday night show about incentive. They have no incentive. Even though there's enough people out there to technically vote them out of office, I mean, I know that that doesn't necessarily happen directly with the police people, but if they were to vote different city commissioners in, they could theoretically overturn the kind of the staffing of the police department through those channels. They're not concerned about that. They're just going right on doing what they're doing. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you've got some examples of the police behaving this way. Because, like I say, it's not just happening in Denver and California. Anywhere somebody comes up with the idea to reduce the harm, to reduce the severity against peaceful people's lives from this insane war on drugs, anywhere that happens, the police chiefs and their spokespeople turn out to talk about how much of a bad idea this is. As though it's a good idea to continue putting people in jail cells who have not harmed other people. As though that's a good idea.
And, you know, all the scare tactics are trotted out on marijuana, and it's just so pointless. Everything you can say about marijuana, you can say worse about alcohol or tobacco, and both of those are legal.
Lieutenant Ernesto Martinez from the Denver Police Department voted against the proposal, saying there's no indication.
I'm a shill for the man.
He says there's no indication that there's a problem with the fine schedule. The panel is going outside of the bounds of the language of the ordinance. But in a sign of the times, Martinez appears to be the one out of step with the panel and public opinion in the Mile High City. So the panel had voted 6-2 in favor of reducing the fines from $50 to $1. And if it goes down from $50 to $1, then it's not only the lowest priority for the police who've continued
really
to enforce it.
It will be the lowest priority at that point.
Because
a cop's just not gonna... they have a tendency, you know, maybe a little bit of a pride issue in some police officers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just not gonna stand there and waste their time right now on a $1 ticket. They're just not gonna do it.
No, especially if what's happening in Massachusetts starts happening in Denver. And the interesting thing is it's already happening in Massachusetts, and their fine's $100 for marijuana possession. In Massachusetts, because it's just a violation or something like that, they're not paying. The people that are being fined $100 are not cooperating, and they're not obediently going down to the district court and cashing, you know, pulling a $100 bill out of their pocket and giving them that cash. It's just not happening. And so essentially the police are starting to give up down there. They're basically saying, why are we writing these tickets if people aren't paying them? Maybe we really should be doing something else. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So, you know, it's a little bit of good news. Unfortunately, it's mixed in there with all the bad news. You'd like to think that if the people, the so-called citizens, and of course, if you've listened to the show for a while, you know that citizens don't really exist, because citizens are people who have a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection from the government people. Well, the government people have no obligation to protect you, and they have no obligation to provide you with anything, so therefore the whole idea of a citizen is out the window. But, you know, in this sort of fantasy political realm where most people seem to believe that the country is, like they still believe they can change things from within inside the system, and I think there may be a slight possibility of that if you have enough pressure. But even with voters saying definitively this is what we want, the system doesn't go along with it. It's the same thing happened here in lovely Keene, New Hampshire, from where we produced the show. Before we moved here, voters voted to sell a school building. They have this administrative building, which is a very ornate old building in downtown Keene, and it's just full of school administrators.
It's not even full. It's half empty.
Right. So the voters had voted to sell that building, and they never did.
Nope, because the ordinance or whatever, the referendum, whatever you call it, that's on the ballot, said may instead of must. So they did what they wanted to do, which was not sell it.
Yep.
You know, there's no shortage of instances like
no,
that.
There
I think
sure
that I think that, you know, in New Hampshire, if we can if you get enough people here for the Free State Project, that they will have some kind of luck in using the system. We haven't had much luck using the system on a nationwide basis. I understand that. Perhaps if we concentrate people, then we will.
And then maybe combine that with some property tax revolts, some tax revolts where people just say, look, hey, I'm not paying for this.
I'm all for that.
More on the way, you can take control of the airwaves, because if people didn't pay, then the government would have to whip itself into shape. More on the way, you take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. started the show out tonight with a little bit of good news. Unfortunately, it seems like you can't really get too much good news without something bad being mixed in. And we started out by talking about how Denver is looking at moving its marijuana fines down from $50 to $1. It's supposedly the lowest police priority, but the fact is the police don't really care what the voters think and will go right out and do whatever they want to do, regardless of whatever people say. So that was kind of the bad side of the story. But Mark, you had some good news in a particular court case, an update.
Yeah, the court case where the woman, I think it was out in Missouri, mm-hmm. Does that sound right to you?
Somewhere up there.
And she got found guilty for the MySpace hoax situation.
This was big news, where the 13-year-old girl killed herself, allegedly because she was dumped by her 16-year-old MySpace boyfriend. Turns out the 16-year-old boyfriend didn't really exist. He was a fiction created by the mother of a former friend of the 13-year-old girl, as I understood, Lori Drew.
Lori Drew is the woman's name, and the little girl that killed herself was Megan Meyer. A judge ruled that Drew's misdemeanor conviction under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act ran afoul of the vagueness doctrine. There's a vagueness doctrine. Did you know?
News to me.
Yeah. So
glad it's there in this case.
Apparently they have a doctrine which prevents laws from being vague. I wonder if they have an arbitrary doctrine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since it would be...
I know vagueness when I see it.
Yeah, right.
That's what the judge will say.
Well, what else could it be?
Yeah.
How can you measure vague? I don't know.
You can't.
Right. Since it would give the government an inordinate amount of power to prosecute online behavior and would not provide sufficient notice to citizens as to what online behavior was illegal.
Good for him.
It's
a good decision.
Absolutely. I just, is this a chink in the government's armor when it's, going after, your online privacy? I don't think so.
This woman went through hell.
This woman deserved hell, I must say. I mean, she did some terrible stuff. I don't think she should have gotten found guilty or anything.
Stuff like that is done every single day. I don't know if she deserved hell over what she did.
Somebody died as a result,
No, I don't think... Well, now, hold on a second. That's kind of connecting dots that may not necessarily be connected.
This teenage girl killed herself as a result of this woman's actions.
Allegedly.
It was because of that. Now, would she have killed herself anyway? Maybe so. Certainly. And I think that this is a good ruling and all that stuff. But, at the same time, this woman did some really crappy stuff. She got involved in her 13-year-old daughter's business, playing around with some other 13-year-old girl like she was in high school, screwing with people.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was very juvenile.
Sick, stupid behavior. And
I'm not defending what she did. I'm just saying it's happening all the time. It's the internet.
People are faking
stuff.
Who they are, trolling around on the internet, to be sure. And... it's hard for me to feel bad for this woman. It's hard for me to feel bad for guilty people.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, I think she's guilty of doing something wrong, something perhaps immoral, but not of doing something that she should be put in a jail cell for, because I just don't. I just don't think so.
So the ruling's been overturned, and that means that she's off the hook, or was she convicted of anything else?
This was just a misdemeanor here. This is a misdemeanor conviction under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. I can't.
And that's a federal thing.
I think that the federal...
As I recall, they charged her federally.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. There's not a lot of... this is just a quick little blurb that came out here, and there's not a full article.
So a little bit of good news. Maybe that case being overturned will prevent them from zealously going after someone else in the future. In fact, what will probably happen is, since it was just kind of a little blurb, this will just blow right over, and maybe it'll just kind of go away. Maybe this particular ugliness by the government won't rear its head again, but maybe I'm just fantasizing. I don't know. Time will tell, right?
It's hard to say.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Here's some news that we haven't talked about in a little while, but we could have, because it's continued to happen all throughout the year. And we're only, two-thirds of the way through the year at this point? Dakin Campbell over at Bloomberg.com saying regulators have now closed more banks. California, Maryland, Minnesota all hit yesterday, pushing U.S. bank failures to 84. They've closed 84 banks so far this year. The feds.
The feds have closed them, or the banks just closed?
I believe that most of them have been closed down by the FDIC.
Hmm.
FDIC was named receiver for the Affinity Bank of Ventura, Bradford Bank of Baltimore, and Main Street Bank of Minnesota. The story goes on. Regulators have closed banks at the fastest pace in 17 years, and more are likely as losses mount from soured real estate debt. A total of 416 banks with combined assets of $299 billion fail the FDIC's grading system for asset quality, liquidity, and earnings in the second quarter. So look for more of this to come. And that can't be easy for the folks that are dealing with those banks as customers.
I don't know what that's like. I can't imagine, but...
So there's more economic news out of the Associated Press, where newsstand sales of magazines continue to fall. An industry group says single-copy sales have fallen 12% in the first half of this year compared with the same period in 2008.
Magazine sales?
Yes, newsstand magazine sales.
Well, I think that there's... that this isn't sort of the same phenomena that's going on with newspapers.
It's not?
I don't think so, no. And being, you know, making my living in the media industry, perhaps my opinion has slightly more weight than some, moron spouting off. Slightly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what you're seeing here is people reallocating and, diminishing the amount of disposable income that they have. You can see how a People magazine or an Us or whatever it is that you might grab on the way past in the grocery aisle might be considered a luxury. Like, you might be able to take a week or two off from finding out what Brad and Angela are doing.
You don't think that same thing's happening to newspapers, that people are looking at it and saying, well, I don't really need to spend that money so bad, so I'm going to just go online?
I think perhaps people with the newspaper subscriptions might be doing such a thing. But, you know, newspapers are cheaper, generally, and people don't, feel that it's as big of a deal. And I think that newspapers are becoming less relevant to people. I think magazines are a luxury item. That's what I guess the difference.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Okay.
But the figures, total circulation, by the way, including subscriptions, edged down 1%. So that's not too significant. Total circulation of those titles stands at roughly 340 million. Those are the 521 magazines that gave circulation numbers. 36 million are sold at newsstands. Cosmopolitan is the most popular magazine in America, by the way. Did you know that?
Well, it does give you, after all, the 40 hot secrets to make him his hair catch on fire.
How many times can they print that stuff? I mean, how many secrets
every
could there
month?
Be?
Have you not have you not looked at Cosmopolitan?
No,
every
I haven't.
Single month. Oh, I had an ex girlfriend who used to get it every month, and I swear to God, I'd read that article every
sure
time. I think it's very compelling literature.
But they're down.
You know, magazines. Writing.
According to their single copy circulation numbers, they're down 7.8%, 12.77% for People magazine. Radio stations are down, 18, 15, 20%. So it's just across the board. People are just,
radio stations aren't down from consumers. Radio stations are down from advertising dollars.
Yeah, that's true.
This is people buying.
But I'm saying media is just getting hit all across the board is what it seems like.
Well, I think that people are consuming. I bet you radio is doing better right now, actually.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We're doing well, but the big corporations, not so much.
Ad revenue.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of the teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. Going back an entire year, totally free at freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Not just a collections company. SACL CAI does all kinds of contact management. So if you have clients that you need to, you know, get a phone message to on a large scale, or sending them letters or things like that, SACL CAI can handle all of that stuff. And SACL is the number one sponsor of Free Talk Live because the principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a huge advocate for liberty. And if you want to find out more about how to better serve your customers, SACL CAI, the banner is at freetalklive.com, upper right-hand corner of the page.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. I'm going to go into the email box here. But by the way, we've talked about the Free Talk Live AMP program on the show, as we do every single night. It's one of the ways you can help us spread this program, get on more radio stations, and you can get on for as little as $3 a month. But I got an email from a brand-new amplifier. His name's Rick, and I just wanted to share it because it does get into an issue here. He says, I'm finally becoming an amplifier, and sorry it took so long. I'd like to tell you about my journey that pushed me into the AMP program tonight. I've been a liberty lover my whole life, but never quite understood how to voice my beliefs. I went through the whole political thing, left, right, everything, but never finding a place that felt right for me. I sadly got caught up in the hype and did some military time. God forgive me. Within the past year, I discovered Free Talk Live thanks to Podcast Alley. I was bored with the usual lineup of stuff that I was listening to and saw your show on the top of the list. I thought I'd give it a try. I'm sure you've heard this before, but I'll say it again. You guys were like a breath of fresh air. I couldn't believe someone felt the same way as me and even went on the radio talking about it.
It is rare.
You see, I grew up in Texas right next to Fort Hood. And let me tell you, my beliefs were more than just frowned upon. I was intimidated into not even mentioning them for most of my life. Now I live in Washington and it's not much better. Well, things are different now. Much different. You, Mark, Julia, Sam, Nick, and all the amazing liberty activists finally put much of my beliefs into easy, persuasive conversations that in my mind couldn't be argued against. Stupid me again. Little did I know that you can tell someone 2 plus 2 equals 4, but if mommy government says it's 5, then it's 5 to most people in the United States. You find yourself scratching your head, wondering how anyone is force-fed this stuff and never chokes as it's going down. Anyway, the big turmoil for me now is I've been seeing someone for little over a year. We work together, and I've become very firm in my liberty beliefs. She doesn't agree with a lot of them. She can't get past the drug issue, and she's a believer in welfare, being that she was a young single mom, and they helped her along the way to where she is. And I think that's a big problem. Just to interrupt the email for a moment, I think that that's a big issue that we who love the idea of independence and freedom and individual liberty that we really are going to run into is the people that have been on some sort of welfare check program or are currently on welfare or currently on Social Security or some sort of government check-receiving style program, that they're gonna be a very difficult set of people to bring on board.
Well, I think that I think that those people, to some extent, probably do see that they traded something in order to get that money, mm-hmm. which is fine. I don't begrudge those people getting that money. It seems like so many of the liberty types out there, or Republican types, or whatever, not saying that those two are the same, I'm just saying that they seem to both be against welfare on that issue, begrudge those people that money. And I think of all the things, the government programs that we get rid of the welfare programs last. I mean, it's by no means the biggest pot out there, not even close. Mm-hmm. But, so many of them will make such a huge deal about it. From that point of view, I think the problem with them is in fact, they destroy people's ability to rise above getting that check. And I think that some people that have been on those programs can see that.
I think you're right.
That it would affect other people adversely. Just because it worked for them doesn't mean that it works for everyone, or even close to everyone, or that it's the most efficient, or even close to the most efficient program out there. I don't like it because it gives the government access to you and your home and your children, which is a dangerous, dangerous mm-hmm. thing, and it for some people, it destroys their motivation to do better. And I think that is that's bad for society as a whole.
We continue here. He says, it's puzzling because she's the most fiscally responsible person I know. She has a great job and has the best credit I've ever seen in my life. She's made it quite a ways based on her own hard work and values. And I find it amazing that she doesn't see how it would have been so much easier without mommy government stealing so much of her money along the way. And that's a great perspective that, if you had been able to control your own finances and put your own money away for savings, you might be better off today as far as the people that have collected welfare checks. If you just put your own money in a money market account or something like that and just sat on it, or a CD, something simple that doesn't require a lot of investment know-how, you probably would be doing much better.
Well, not only would you have the money that the government was swiping from you in the first place and perhaps wouldn't have got into that circumstance, it doesn't seem that likely. Mostly people that slide into those circumstances weren't making that much money in the first place. But it could be. It could be. So that's fine and everything. But the fact is, there are going to be programs out there that, if in the absence of welfare, there will be more programs, because they're already out there. There will be more programs to help people who are genuinely in need. And this is really where the rubber hits the road on this issue, is people who are genuinely in need will get the help. It's the people who aren't genuinely in need that won't get it, because there will be better checks and balances. The government doesn't have the motivation
to or check
the ability,
out.
Really, to right. check these things. But I had a renter who went to her local church. I don't know if it was her church or just one around the corner, because it did happen to be around the corner, and asked for help making her rent a couple of times. Her husband left and blah, blah, blah. And they cut her a check and called me. They called me and did some checking and cut her a check for her rent for 2 months.
Wow.
Now, did she get a check for 4 years? No, she didn't. What would the government do? Once she got on, she'd get that check forever, and then it's a crutch, you know?
Absolutely.
And you know, she's not going to be able to learn to stand on her own 2 feet. Maybe she would, maybe she wouldn't. Some do, some don't. But it's going to make it that much more difficult.
You're right. The accountability would be there without the government running these welfare programs, and it would be a big difference. Plus, not only would they be accountable, would the recipients be accountable to the people that were giving them the money, and they would send out caseworkers, and they would sit down with folks and help them and get them into better situations. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen in some government welfare programs. I'm sure to an extent that it does, but it's not as accountable, and you wouldn't be paying as much for the overhead, because the government welfare program overhead is tremendous.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of middle-class bureaucrats there involved in that welfare system.
As compared to a Salvation Army or something like that.
Or the churches or those kind of things. Absolutely true. And try to imagine what it would do for your motivation in life if every month you got a check for, say, $1,500 or $2,000. I don't know what people can live on, but let's say $1,500 to $2,000. You got that check, but you had to go to the government bureaucrat every time and say, thank you, I couldn't do this without the government. I mean, think what it would do to you. It would be terrible. It would be, it would cause your will to wither and die over time. And essentially, that's what's happening to so many welfare recipients. I want people that need help to get help, and I believe that the single best way for them to get it is through the free market.
Absolutely. I mean, all the evidence shows that. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. You can tell your story. Perhaps you have an experience with either being on yourself on the welfare system or knowing somebody who was perhaps taking advantage. Whatever you want to share with us, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Or maybe you've got a great story like Mark's tenant story of somebody who was really helped out outside of the government welfare system by some sort of private charity or private organization. Toll-free is 800-259-9231. Rick's got a little bit more to his email. We'll take your calls about anything coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113. Or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage. And don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free water watch alarm. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll get right back into your calls here shortly. In the midst of an email at the moment talking about welfare and some frustrations that Rick, our emailer, has had in dealing with the kind of common run-of-the-mill statist that you have out there. He calls them sheeple. In his email. Our number is 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got some incredible deals available for you on gold and silver.
They're pretty darn good deals, and we've gotten together with Midas Resources to essentially get a discount for our listeners for gold and silver, because we believe that one needs to have gold and silver. I'm especially big fan of silver these days. I just think that it's gonna. It seems like it's poised to really shoot up. That's my opinion, and I'm no financial expert, but I do have plenty of silver.
And the financial experts don't know what's going to happen.
No, they don't either. I suppose my opinion's as good as any. We've got two silver pieces and two gold pieces that are available at gold or silver, doesn't really matter, .freetalklive.com. So gold.freetalklive.com. We have the Lakota Nation Silver Round from the Free Lakota Bank, which is a nice way to give the old Federal Reserve a big old middle finger. And that's for $19.70 and the Walking Liberty half. You can also, for half dollar, for $8.70. You can also lay them away so that you can get, say, 20 of them lined up and then have them shipped to you. It cuts down on the shipping costs. And
smart idea.
Right. The amount that you spend to get it to you should be included in what you paid for it, when you're doing your little math as far as investment goes. And that'll lock in the price this $19.70 that they're offering them at. It'll lock that price in for the period of time that you're paying them off. So if you say that I want 20 of these free Lakota Bank rounds, 1 ounce pieces, you can get them at $19.70 and you can pay off the 20 of them over time and then have them all shipped to you at once.
Gold.freetalklive.com. Correct. I'm going to go to the phone calls because Rick changes into a different subject here in his email. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's go to Ilya in New York first. You're on Free Talk Live. Ilya. Hello, Ilya.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Hi, guys. How are you? Listen, I advertised on your radio show before, but that's besides the point. What I've actually been seeing online on a lot of forums has been seeing that eBay has turned into a really big monopoly ever since it allowed you to only accept PayPal-only payments. I got to tell you the horror stories with PayPal. This one guy with a baby wasn't able to withdraw his funds because they were holding it. But I actually found...
I think we're having some phone issues there. We'll put Ilya back on hold. Maybe we can get him into a different cell. But basically saying that he's concerned about the direction eBay has gone. It's become
with the PayPal thing.
Well, they bought PayPal a long time ago, and now he's saying they've made it so you can only pay with PayPal.
That's pretty much true.
It's convenient for me. Lucky me, I haven't had these problems that so many other people have had with PayPal.
Some people really hate PayPal.
Thank goodness. But you know, PayPal does need some competition. eBay probably. There are other auction sites out there. I don't think they have a monopoly. I guess Amazon is not an auction site. I don't think that you can auction through Amazon, but you can sell things.
The prices
used.
Are very competitive on, or even cheaper on Amazon than you can get them on eBay.
Especially on books and things like that. Yeah, you can sell items used through Amazon, and you can basically, set your price.
I've seen some pretty cool stuff on Overstock.com, too. There's some big sites out there that have some good stuff.
But no, we're talking about auctions specifically.
Yeah, the auctions, the only other thing I know besides eBay is that gun broker's one.
Yeah, who's eBay's nearest competitor, and what percentage of the market share do they have? I'd be curious.
Pretty much.
Be curious to find that out. Let's try Ilya back again here. Ilya, are you with us?
Yes, hello. So
not much better, but go ahead briefly.
I actually found a solution. I'm not going to use PayPal anymore, and I created a store where pretty much you could offer money for items that are up. It's free to list there. You could transfer your eBay feedback onto the site, and you can accept any form of payment you wish.
That's
the beauty of it. It's, no listing.
Well, you have to buy some more advertising with us and promote that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually about to. If you don't mind, I would like to give my store address.
Only once. Go ahead.
Okay. TrustedCoins.com.
Can't even make it out, dude. Your phone sucks right now.
It's Trusted Coins what?
TrustedCoins.ioffer.com.
Are you on a cell phone or a VoIP line?
I'm going to avoid.
Okay. I don't know if you got an upload going on in the background or something, but it's just not very good. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with your website. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, as a company gets more bureaucratic in its ways of doing business, more monopolistic in its ways of doing business. It's just
not
opening
a service, its customer as well. I mean, period.
Right. It's just opening up an opportunity for somebody else to step in. Maybe it'll be Ilya. Maybe it'll be somebody else. But for somebody else to step in and take over. Toll free, not take over, but take some market share away from those folks. Give them some much-needed competition. Google does have a payment system. They've got Google, I think it's called Google Payments, and it allows a similar level of privacy, kind of like that's what PayPal is valuable for people, because when you're shopping online, some people are very nervous about putting a credit card number into a form on some website that's selling a product that doesn't really have the name recognition of an Overstock.com or an Amazon or something like that. And so they're nervous about that. But if they see the PayPal logo, they know that their credit card info is going to be protected. And that's one of the things that PayPal does really well. So Google has entered into that game. And I think even Amazon, I have an email that one of my tech guys sent me. I haven't really honestly taken the time, as I should have, to look into it. But it sounds to me like Amazon is getting in and competing with PayPal. So if that's true, I know that they're offering some sort of subscription service to where if we wanted to, we could start offering the Free Talk Live AMP program with an Amazon payments service as opposed to PayPal. So it's one of those things that's on my list of to-dos. It's just not very high up at this point in time. But I understand the concerns, and thank you for the call, Ilya. Let's continue here and talk to Corby in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Corby.
Hey, guys. First off, it was Google Checkout is what it's called.
Google Checkout. Very good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can actually send somebody an email, like an invoice and an email, and they just go to the Google's website and pay the invoice. So I used to use it for my kid. It was free for all of 2008. Now they charge, I think, 2% or something, but about the same as a credit card, but real easy to use. So anyway, but that ain't what I call. Did you hear about the guy comes home in Brunswick, Georgia? Seven people are dead in his mobile home. And,
oh, dear God.
What does he do? He calls the police. It's kind of the natural thing to do.
Oh, no.
The police come to the house, and, of course, the police say he acted suspiciously, and they arrest him for possession of marijuana. He's not a suspect in the murders, but imagine seven people, one or two are his family members. I don't know all the details, but imagine you come home, seven people of your friends and family are dead, and not only, you're cooperating, you call them, and you get arrested for possession of a plant when, imagine grieving in jail, for everybody, how close he was. Like, imagine your family and, four or five at least acquaintances probably lived there, and they're all dead. And I had a friend with a similar experience. He had a heart attack, and my friend's roommate calls the police, and the ambulance comes, and the ambulance guy, the guy doesn't hide his stash. He just, his friend's having a heart attack, so he calls the, ambulance, and they find some, marijuana, and he goes to jail also. So just, your family members die, and you go to jail, so.
That's how it is, right? I mean, these people are protecting and serving.
They kept that guy from being high the night he was grieving. He had to make sure he wasn't smoking, make sure he was completely sober while all seven of us, and in jail, while, seven people are dead. Instead of finding the killer, they're looking for this guy. So
there's no compassion there at all.
Spending all their time locking this guy up when, the trail is getting colder by the second for what's going on.
Zero compassion whatsoever.
Well, I suspect what they wanted, in fact, in this circumstances, they suspect this guy. He's the closest one to the murder scene.
Right.
They figure, we'll get something over him real quick. But when your family's dead, you need to spend time with the funeral home and all these other things. They don't care about that. Don't care.
Just have to work it out when he gets out of jail, whenever the hell that's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you might want to Google that, but it happened in Brunswick, Georgia. So anyway.
Thanks for the heads up on that, Corby. Sorry to hear that story. And it's just another one for the long, long list of stories where people call the police expecting they're going to come help out a situation that... This is what they're supposed to do. There's a problem. You call the police.
Not only are you supposed to do that in the circumstances, try to imagine what would happen if you didn't. Right. You have to call the police in this circumstance.
So make a note. Next time you come across the bodies of your family and family and friends in your trailer,
to hide your stash really, really well.
Yeah, to have the presence of mind to think about anything else besides the fact that your loved ones are dead. I mean, really, that's what he would have had to have done, right? He probably had a little bit of weed on him because he carries it around with him on a regular basis.
Or is in his bedroom. Are you going to not let a police officer search
marijuana?
There's seven dead people.
And he, I'm sure that was the last thing on his mind was the fact that he had a joint in his pocket. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But hey, the law's the law, That's what they do. Put people in cages. They don't care about you. You're just a revenue source. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.